Hello, my fellow food enthusiasts, and welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn everyday ingredients into something extraordinary. I'm your host, Ben Harper, ready to whisk you away on a culinary adventure. Today, we're escaping to the tropics with a recipe that's sure to bring a splash of summer to your day, no matter the season. Grab your blenders because we're making the Bahama Mama Tropical Smoothie. Now, before we dive in, let's talk about what makes this smoothie a must-try. It's not just the sweet strawberries or the juicy pineapple that makes it special. It's the exotic twist of coconut and a hint of white chocolate that truly transports you to a tropical paradise. And the best part? It's incredibly easy to make and packed with refreshing goodness. All right, let's get to the essentials. For this blissful smoothie, you'll need 1/4 cup of frozen strawberries for that refreshing tang, 1/4 cup of frozen pineapple chunks to add that tropical sweetness, 1/2 tablespoons of white chocolate chips for a creamy, luxurious texture, 1/2 tablespoons of unsweetened shredded coconut to enhance the tropical vibe, 1/4 cup of your favorite unsweetened plant milk, soy, oat, almond, or coconut work great. And if you like it sweeter, 1 tablespoon of maple syrup. Now here's how we put it all together. 1, start by adding your frozen strawberries and pineapple into the blender. 2, pour in your choice of plant milk to get that creamy texture going. 3, toss in those white chocolate chips and shredded coconut for that unique flavor kick. 4, blend on high until everything is perfectly smooth. If it's too thick, just add a bit more plant milk. 5, give it a taste, and if you feel it needs more sweetness, add that maple syrup and blend again. There you have it. Pour this creamy tropical delight into a glass, and if you're feeling extra festive, garnish with a slice of pineapple or a sprinkle of coconut. But wait, there's more to making the perfect Bahama Mama than just blending fruits. Let's ensure your smoothie looks as good as it tastes. Serving it in a clear glass shows off its vibrant, inviting layers, making it not just a treat for the palate, but also a feast for the eyes. And remember, while this smoothie is best enjoyed fresh, if you need to store it, just pop it in an airtight container and keep it in the fridge. It'll be good for 24 hours, but make sure to give it a stir or a quick blend before serving it up again. There you have it, my friends, your tropical getaway in a glass. I hope you enjoy making and sipping this Bahama Mama Tropical Smoothie as much as I do. Bringing a bit of the tropics into your kitchen is just a blend away. Don't forget to check out our website, Simple Recipe Box, for more tips and tricks on making your everyday cooking extraordinary. Until next time, keep those blenders handy and your taste buds ready for more delicious adventures. Ben Harper, thanks for tuning in, and happy blending.